Hey Zen friends, welcome to Crazy Zen Life. I'm your host, Brittany Swan.
And I'm your host, Shannon Kessler. Join us as we navigate life on and off our yoga mats.
CZL is back in the house and we got the GCC. I've been wanting to do that all week.
You have been fangirling out that moment, haven't you?
Like, give me all well, I was like, things. All like the acronyms or whatever. Can we make it all a hashtag? And I'm big on a hashtag, so yeah.
Yeah.
So if you guys aren't familiar, we got the GCC Glitter Game Changers in the studio today.
Yes.
And we're so excited to have another boss lady podcast
dynamic
in the closet. So
duo.
Appreciate you guys joining
love
us.
The closet. Thank you for bringing us to the closet.
Oh, anytime. Awesome. We love a duo.
I know, right? Like a dynamic duo.
We've been doing duos lately, and we just feel like, because we're besties, we like to interview besties, and like how you make this bestie thing work, because it is life.
I mean, bestie life is the best life.
So. I mean, maybe.
If you don't
have
a bestie, that's kind of sad.
Yeah.
Life gets lonely super fast.
Yeah.
We highly recommend everyone getting a bestie.
Yes.
For sure.
Who's your bestie?
Yay! So we have Bella and Allison joining us today, and we're going to be talking about their podcast, The Glitter Game Changers, and they are doing some really fun things around Louisville, and we just can't wait to dive more into what you guys like to do.
Oh gosh, everything.
They've been doing some great things around Louisville since beginning of time, basically.
Oh, thank you.
So, Allison, how does everyone know you in Louisville?
So, people know me probably from the biggest thing would be from Eat Love Louisville. That's my Instagram account that I started about 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. I love sharing my passion for food. We live in a foodie city that has amazing places to eat, amazing chefs. So why not share it?
Absolutely. And if you don't know this feed, you should. And I was telling Allison, like, I go to her feed before I go to any other search engine because
where you want to go to eat?
Yeah, I'm like, oh, this looks good. It's an easy sell. Yeah. Every time I'm like, damn, what do you think? He's like, done.
Yeah.
I'm like,
wait. I feel like you don't have to live in Louisville to appreciate a good food shot. So if you're just not local, follow it.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's a really good just foodie inspo. Like, oh yeah, I'm feeling some ice cream.
I mean, you always feel hungry when you leave that feed.
You do. You do.
And that's the problem, is I'm always hungry.
We're girls. Yeah. We're always hungry.
Always.
All the men right now are like, yep.
Yeah. They can always.
I mean, anytime they say, do you want to get something to eat?
I'm like, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. When a waiter's like, do you want dessert? I'm like, always.
Right.
Always.
Always.
Yeah. I just see the menu.
Yeah. Bring it. Yeah. Just bring the menu. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll figure it out.
We've always said, like, you're a good friend will, like, share a dessert with you, but your best friend will order two spoons. And it's
girl,
your side, my side.
Yeah,
let's go.
Yeah, for sure.
That goes back to the detail.
And do you also have another kind of outlet in Louisville?
So I've done a bunch of things in Louisville. I worked for a long time as a marketing product manager at a company called Lantech. I worked at GE Appliances as a product manager.
Cool.
So a lot of product management, a lot of marketing roles. And right now I'm just kind of contracting and doing my own. I'm kind of independent right now.
That's awesome.
Welcome to the doctor.
Writing your own schedule. Isn't that what we all want to work towards?
Right? Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So I'm contracting and then looking for my next big thing.
Cool. That's awesome.
That's
what life's all about.
Yeah. I'm just trying to figure it all out as we go. And it's been awesome. I mean, sometimes you just have to kind of take a leap of faith and say, you know, I don't like what I'm currently doing. I want to do something new. And that's what I'm doing. And I'm figuring out. And we started our own podcast. And
finally.
It's awesome. And I'm glad to be able to hang more with my bestie as we're talking about duos and bestie time.
Yeah.
So that's allowed me to do that. And also figure, you know, what's the next thing and what am I going to focus on? And the sky's the limit. So,
so cool.
I'm looking forward to the future.
Good stuff.
Do you have something on your vision board with that? I've been focusing something.
I always do. You know, my number one is to be happy and to work in a happy environment.
Yeah.
And that is on my vision board, is I want to be somewhere where I can be creative, make a difference, make an impact, help whatever company I'm either running, starting, or helping develop someone else's company, and really work towards helping them achieve their goals, but do that while we're being happy.
Mm-hmm. Right. I love that.
I feel like, how can someone not be happy around you? Like, you evoke a smile. Like, you evoke, like, instant smile, cheerleader.
And now it's caffeine-free, alcohol-free. Always. I'm like, I don't know what this is.
I love it. I'm like, unicorn. This is what you are. You're a unicorn.
Like, yeah. Okay, now, you guys, I'm the color... Many shades of red now. Yeah. You ladies are so sweet. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
That's so funny. But I do. That's what my goal is. And I, to Bella's point, I have this naturally, and it's a gift, and I want to be able to share it with others, mm-hmm. but share it with people that appreciate it.
Yeah.
And not all people get me, and I am 100% okay with that. We've got all kinds of people out there. I'm thankful for the group that does, and I'm looking for a group that wants to.
That's so cool. I love that.
I love that.
I'll add.
How about Miss Bella? How does Louisville or the world know you?
Actually, I don't really know what the defining moment would be. I started doing nonprofit work back in late 2011 through York Management, and then I kind of went into marketing from there. I was a community relations manager before the internet really knew how to handle marketing. Mm-hmm. So I was able to step in and I made my company. I founded Bella Vita Media in 2010 mm-hmm. and just kind of grew it from there. So I just hire contractors and it's just me. It's a one person show, but I have 5 contractors. So,
wow.
Yeah.
And what do you help them do?
It's anything. I like to focus more on social media. So it's either writing or creating the actual content that people see, the visuals, or finding the right photographer or videographer that I actually trust that can deliver a brand's message.
That's great. Awesome.
Thanks.
Yeah. So when you sit down and you work with a new company, mm-hmm. what are some of the things that you are looking for? Like if it's going to be a good fit,
if it'll
for
be a
you,
good match. If they're nice and they're good, and I know that sounds so silly to say that, but if you get a weird bad vibe from somebody, then I'm like, I just don't know. And then it usually ends up, I'm like, that's why, because it was a good fit. But I do like to be, I focus more on working with women. I just mm-hmm. thrive better in that space, and I have only women contractors, not that I love men. They're great. Yeah. I actually work with my husband sometimes, so it's like, but I don't thrive by helping men. It feels very empowering to help other women complete or reach whatever destination they want to get to.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
It is. It is great hearing a woman's voice and helping with their message. I like that too.
It's fulfilling for sure. So
And but, you do such a great job of it.
Oh,
I mean, she is an amazing connector of women, a connector of people in general, but really great connector of women. So, Bella, thank you for connecting a lot of us over the years.
It's nice though, but it's like, I don't know. I grew up and I didn't have a lot of friends. So then it's like people are always like, well, are you a transplant? I'm like, no, I grew up here. I was bullied in school. So I'm like, then I just like made friendships after high school. And everybody that's came into my life has pretty much stayed.
And so, she's really great at saying, hey, you're a good person and you're a good person. You guys should meet.
Yes.
And a lot of great things have come out of that.
So. I definitely agree with that. I feel like I've met some really great people just being around, you know, actually both of you.
Yeah.
I think it's really neat is that when you have that like good vibe that you give out, like you attract it and then you want to share it. And that people are like, especially you guys, you're very open of sharing what works and what mm-hmm. doesn't. And it's not like, I'm not going to share that with you because it took me a long time to figure it out. You've got to do the work.
No.
I didn't ask a question. Sorry.
No.
I don't know.
No.
Well, there's no silver bullet. There's no magic thing you can do. There's no specific phrase. A lot of it just comes down to blood, sweat, and tears and hard work.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you give someone advice or kind of show them how you did something, if they're not willing to put the work and the effort and the time in, or they don't have the passion behind it, it's not going to be successful.
That's
so
true.
You can hang back stuff, but it really comes down to how hungry are they, how passionate are they, and how hard do they want to work? Because this lady right here sitting next to me, Bella, she works very, very hard.
Thank you for saying that. I think people don't realize it, but
her bestie? Yeah. No. I see her working all the time. And I don't mean just like during work hours, y'all, that you're used to.
It's
all the time, 24/7.
Yeah,
so,
it's
a social media job.
Yes.
I mean, if you look at social media as a whole, people know that I'm always on my phone, but I also only go on there for work. But then, you know, I have like a friend group online and then I'll go in there and that's my fun. But otherwise, like on Instagram or different places, and I do like it a lot. It's just more business lately than
personal.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think we can all, like, when you're on your phone a lot for work, it takes the fun out of being on there for personal reasons. And you're like, I don't want to be on my, I'm just going to turn it off
turn
and, like,
it off
put it away.
Yeah. Usually it's like silence and I'll flip it over and I'm like, I'll check I'll check you in an hour or two.
Yeah. Well, I think that's something that people don't understand. I've spoke a little bit about this on my social page, but, like, you know, there's two types of posts out there. The ones that can be super, like, raw and out there, and it doesn't have to be clean and crisp, but those, there's other ones that are super manicured. Those take a lot of work. Mm-hmm. Like, with the caption, with the right kind of, you know, capturing whatever you want to. So, I'm... I see what you do, and I'm like, that takes a lot of work, because you're putting out there, like, daily, and it's not just... Yeah. Surface content either.
No, I don't like surface at all. Well, I mean, occasionally. Yeah, occasionally I do. I mean, like, if somebody's like, you know, look at these shoes, or then, I mean, you know, as I was telling you about all the shoes that I'm staring at that I love. But it's, I don't know, I just stay in darker, or not darker, but just moodier places, because that's actually how we all exist. I mean, of course, it's all kittens and sunshine, or puppies, or whatever it is that you want to say, but... I think that whenever you get down to it, if you're real with people, then they'll be real right back.
So. I totally agree with that.
Yeah.
So you guys have known each other for how long?
Not that long, actually. Forever, but it's not been
4 years.
4 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Isn't that weird?
I would think your souls were together at another time.
Yeah. I don't know. We've just, we clicked immediately.
We clicked about shoes.
We did. And it's so funny that we're sitting in the closet or surrounded by shoes. Yeah. I'll let you start off the story.
So I write about passions for Today's Woman magazine, and they had assigned out a story to me, and they're like, find someone that has a lot of shoes and that they're passionate about. And I was like, okay, good luck to me. And so I reached out, I posted on social media, and then I reached out to Andre Wilson, and he was like, I have the girl for you. And then he connected the two of us, and then I interviewed her, and everything she was saying, I was like, I can relate to that. I can relate to this. I was like, I like that a lot. And then at the end, I was like, I hope we're friends. And she was like, and then we became friends. Like, literally, we just, like, we went to Nulu Fest.
We did. We went to dinner. We our first date was at the Village Anchor.
Yeah. Oh my god, that's so adorable.
So it began with food.
It did.
It began with shoes, I mean, and then food.
Shoes and food. So much so that my husband would call her my little foodie friend at the beginning. Yeah. And it kind of still is there, but because we would go do food events, go to dinner, try new places. But so Andre connected us because I had a lot of shoes.
You still do.
I still do. Now, let's be real. Shoes are my favorite thing. Hey, on plane. When it comes to 300 plus. But it's not a case.
No big deal. I feel like I'm in Dillard's when I walk through. I'm like,
sometimes she's like, can I take pictures of all this?
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
I'm like,
okay, from one shoe person to another, where do you put these?
Like, okay, so
we have recently, a shoe room.
I did in my condo. So we recently built a house, and I moved from my condo, and in my condo, I had a shoe closet.
Love it.
But it was kind of tight. I have now put all the shoes in the basement, but the basement is unfinished since we've moved in. But we are going to finish a shoe room in the basement. Yes. That is a project that is on the list to do. Man. It's not done yet. Wow. But then Bella has been down there.
Then you can go hang out.
Then we can do it live from my shoe closet in our basement.
Yeah. Half shoes, half studio.
Yeah. So now that I know what I need to also put in the area, since we're sitting with our chairs and our microphones.
Yes. So when you met and the food and the shoes connected, how did you know that you wanted to work together? Like, and did you know what you wanted to do?
Not really, I don't think. So, like, I mean, it really just started as us going to different things. Like, she was at a fashion show working, and then I would be like, hey, do you want to come to this nonprofit event with me? And then, hey, there's food. I think it just kind of grew and built from there. And then, you know, there was a weird joke about us that we were the good girls. And so... I was like, that's kind of mean. But instead, we were like, we are the good girls. We're a good girls club. And so that's how GGC started. And we always used the hashtag, and we would always say it. And then it just became a thing. And so, you know, circling back to our podcast, then we just kind of changed it up from there. And then took GGC and made it
Glitter Game Changers. Right. And from the standpoint of, it started as a little bit of a negative, a slight towards us, because we... we're having fun. We like to go out and support a lot of companies, nonprofits, charities. We volunteer a lot of our time. So a lot of stuff that we do, even though we're both working and we also work, mm-hmm. we also give a lot of our time to stuff. And we're out there trying to support these charities, support Blessings in a Backpack and Bridal D Foundation, other groups. And as we work for them, people are like, oh, well, you guys are the good girls. And they said it kind of slightful. And it's funny how we took that and then built this whole thing to the positive. We're like, you can always take a
and
negative.
And now I'm friends with the girl.
Yeah. It's like, so funny. Yeah, because you take a negative. And you turn it to a positive.
Yeah.
And
well,
and
probably with how you've changed her life too.
I mean, yes.
To switch that
well,
out.
Well, and Bella helped, you know, really helped me realize kind of the potential that you can have in yourself too. It's fun how a bestie can kind of see things in you. And when she was talking to me the first time she interviewed me, she said, "You seem so relatable." And I'm like, "Really?" And sometimes you don't understand how you come off.
Right.
But it's nice to have someone that's very honest with you and gives you honest feedback. And I think sometimes as women, maybe we don't want to give honest feedback because we don't want to hurt feelings, or maybe we don't want to boost that person up too much and let them get, everyone said that, don't get a big head. But you know what? Give compliments. Let someone know, hey, I kind of like what you're doing here.
The world gets a little
here.
Rough and negative. Yeah. I like it.
It does.
And we need more compliments.
We need more compliments. Yeah. And so she was very complimentary, and you know how I said, like, I like to live in happy spaces and work with people that want to, you know, you have a goal and we're driving towards it. She kind of said, she said that's her kind of vibe too, and I was like, okay, we can do
this. But knowing
together.
That Bella is not like surface, like you knew, like she's giving you those very organic.
I should pull back on the non-surface. I'm like, that was a lot that I just posted. And then people are like, are you okay? I'm like, oh, I'm fine.
I love it.
I wrote it. And it's out of my brain. I'm good now.
A moody post is like, I'm just going to like screenshot it, like double tap and like comment and then like put it in my hat and like go back and read it later. That's what I do. Yeah. So I appreciate it. So I love it.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, I think it's nice when you do get an authentic compliment from an authentic person. Mm-hmm. It's not just someone blowing up your ego. It's like, yes. Like, you take those kind of things to heart because you know that they're not being doled out just to give a compliment, but it's because it's going to somebody who truly exemplifies what she's trying to say. Mm-hmm. And I think you guys both are very complimentary with that.
Thanks.
And so,
Really kind of how Glitter Game Changers, we said, we want to take that feeling that we get from each other and give that out. So it's giving good out to others because we know that we give good in, you give good out, and it just kind of creates a big cycle.
Right. And yeah. I think it's on one of your pages where it's like you throw glitter, not shade.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I love that.
So true.
That's so true.
Yeah. What kind of good do you want to like throw out? Like, I mean, because it can be very vast.
I hope a very positive one where women feel good about themselves. I hope that when people listen to us, that they hear somebody or something that they can relate to, or I don't know. It gets hard whenever you never know what people are going to take away from any sentence. Two people can hear it differently, even if it's meant just one way. You know, at the end of the day, I think if we just make other people feel good or happy, then that's...
Yeah. That's great. Mm-hmm.
And share some advice with them.
Oh, yeah.
You know, things that we've learned along the way. We've learned a lot. Bella's had lots of careers and opportunities in marketing and journalism and professional. And I've had a lot of professional success. And as we've built that, we like to share that with other women and our listeners.
To, like, it's a weird mentorship to, not a weird one, but just I think as women, it's good for other women to help each other out. Be like, this is how I got started. This is what I do. And I don't think that there's any, like, huge secrets to keep back.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, whenever it comes to, like, sharing success with other women, I think it's not done enough.
Yeah. See that. I see that a lot. I mean, in the industry that we are with Primp, like, it's...
Yes, yeah.
It can be very, like, nope, not going to share my secret sauce. I'm like, all right, that's cool. I mean, you know, but it's...
You're like, but we all have the same sauce.
We all have the same sauce. Yeah.
You're like, thank you, but okay, it's fine. Yeah, it's,
okay, now I'm hungry.
Yeah. Right back to food.
Right back to food.
I'm just kidding.
People haven't listened to your podcast yet. What are some things that you guys like to talk about, like, in your previous
episodes? Well, speaking
episodes,
of sharing, we always... Almost every segment, every episode, we have a segment where we talk about marketing or social media apps, social media tips, what's going on. Mm-hmm. Specifically, lauder on Instagram because I feel right now, and I know Bella would say Instagram. The same thing. She loves it. Yeah. It's her favorite. Mm-hmm. It's my favorite. I feel like it's everybody's favorite, especially if you're starting a business, if you're an entrepreneur, if you're anyone getting started, even in podcasting.
Yeah.
You really need to have a strong base in Instagram.
But you guys know it. I mean, you like, know. And yeah. You all have visual representations, and I think that that's one of the key things for Instagram success. Mm-hmm. A lot of screenshots and a lot of, I mean, quotes are great. Don't get me wrong. I mean, like, yeah. I love them all, but I think if you don't actually have images, that's what Instagram was made for. It was made for photographers.
I love it.
And for that, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, it's easier to connect with a human, like a face, correct. Than, yes. you yeah. know, a exactly. quote, which you can resonate oh, yes. with, but I like to see people when they talk yeah. to me, and I like to know who yeah. am I liking back in.
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, no, and, sure. yeah. to go back to your name and how mm-hmm. it's social media, because the game is always changing.
Always.
Yes. The social game is always changing.
Always.
So yeah. the fact that you're offering that gives a little pivot point. So yes mm-hmm. you're a glitter game changer. You're throwing that glitter, but also, listen, guys, the game's changing, and we're going to try
it
to keep you
like,
up to date
every
with it.
Every right. week.
So, well, I mean, know. And our tag is Marketers by Day. Marketers by Day. So mm-hmm. we are going to share with you marketing stuff that we yeah. know, tips, mm-hmm. things that yeah. are changing, how we're reacting to it
how
on a day,
yeah.
day-to-day day basis.
Grow.
Yeah. I mean, the yeah. algorithm is completely unknown.
They need to stop playing with it. Right when everybody give figures it out, yeah. then you're like, stop it. Right now, I feel like it's there again. So I'm like, God, I don't understand.
But don't get too comfy.
Never. No. You can't get comfortable.
Yeah. Go.
No.
That is...
Keep it guessing.
Yeah.
The death. As soon yeah. as you are dying. If you're not mm-hmm. growing and moving forward and learning, then you're not going
That's
to keep...
That's a Darwin
keep...
quote.
It is.
About
it's something
evolution,
like that. Yeah.
yeah. It's, yeah. If you're on it... I'm butchering it, of course, now that I'm like, that's Darwin. But it's, success or survival is based on your ability to change.
To adapt and change.
Yes, mm-hmm. thank you. Yeah.
You're welcome. But that's what it is. And that's... Yeah. That's a big focus of our podcast, and we really try to stay with what we're experts in, what mm-hmm. we know, what we're passionate about, and what we love. So mm-hmm. you're going to hear a lot about marketing and social media.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. that makes sense. I mean, you guys are boss babes. Space,
because both of them are super successful yeah. on the Instagram. And it's not about the followers. I think it's what you're giving your followers.
Yes.
Because, Allison, I didn't know that was you behind
Eat Love Global.
Mm-hmm. But it was something like, oh, this person is really trying to bring something to Global. I immediately was like, yes, this is it.
I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. And even with yours, Bella, like, I felt, you know, you feel connected with it in some way. So you guys are doing a bang-up job. So I think you definitely have something to market.
It's nice. I mean, somebody said to me once, they're like, thank you for always showing Louisville in such a positive light. I was like, it is a positive place. I'm like, you know.
We love living here.
I know. I'm like, there's going to be, like, cities. I mean, we're going through a growth change, but I think it's actually throughout the entire nation right now. I don't think it's just us.
I would agree with that. Well, that leads me to my next question. What are some of your favorite things to do in Louisville that are just specific to our city? Mm-hmm. Excluding Derby.
I know. Take that one off the table.
Yeah.
Everybody loves Derby.
Everybody loves Derby.
Yeah. Derby is work for me.
I know.
It's okay. But no, I do actually like
it's a marathon.
My number one would probably be Cherokee Park. I think that is, I mean, granted, there are other cities that have an Olmsted Park in them, but to drive down Eastern Parkway or Southern Parkway and see the trees aligning to the parks. Mm. He was a brilliant man. I mean, like, driving through Eastern Parkway to Cherokee Park, like, I almost get cold chills thinking about it. It's just a very, especially right now with all the leaves changing, it's just a very visually intoxicating experience.
Ooh, I like that.
Thank you.
Visually intoxicating. Cherokee Park.
Hashtag.
Yeah.
Visually.
If I could double tap those trees, I would.
Yeah, I love that park. It's amazing. But, cool. that's probably my number one.
And Bella's captured some beautiful... beautiful shots as you walk through Cherokee too. So if you guys, Bella at Louisville on her Instagram, you're going to see some amazing photos of Cherokee Park.
Mm-hmm. And you like, there's a park out here that you like to go to.
Oh yeah. So I'm on the east end, and not mm-hmm. that I don't like going to Cherokee. I do. It's beautiful. But the Parklands.
The Parklands are beautiful.
Is only like a couple miles from my house. And so I love just taking about a 4-mile walk through the Parklands. It's beautiful.
It really is.
They have like a little, you know, lake splash area. The little splash.
Sorry.
She's talking children.
I knew what she was talking.
For those with kids, they do have a splash pad, a little splash park there, and a dog park for the people with little pups, dogs. And it's just a fun place to run, to walk, to bike, actually cycle around in there a lot. Yeah. It's beautiful. With me, with Louisville, there's a couple things that I love to do that aren't, it's more in line with what Bella was talking about when she's talking about just going to the park. I love just walking downtown and going up the Big Four Bridge and taking some shots of the skyline of the city. That's some, I mean, I love to take photography of the city. I mean, I really, really enjoy doing that. And so walking up the Big Four Bridge, walking over to Indiana, coming back, taking photos, seeing the, you can see people that live here, people that come visit the city. It's just kind of a fun way to see the city. I love doing that.
Louisville's growing.
It's growing.
I love it.
It's fun, and you can see some artists along the way now when you go.
People cool like that, too.
People, you know, break dancing or family singing or a kid playing the violin. And I know some people may not like that, but I think that's fun, and that brings some fun culture to the city and adds to it. And then you can get a hot dog at the hot dog stand or a push up or whatever you want to eat, and it's a fun time for me to just kind of get out, enjoy the fresh air, and then just take in the beauty of the city of itself.
That's your zen space.
Cherokee Park's hers. I like to look at concrete. No, I'm just kidding.
There's beauty in both.
I like to look at bridges and water and big tall buildings. But yeah, so I like doing that. And then to kind of tie it back into what we were talking about before with Eat Love Louisville, it's the food. I mean, I love going to dinner, to brunch, to lunch with my friends and my family. There's just something about connecting over food, sitting down to a great meal, having some great fellowship. And the great thing about this city is we have amazing food. Yeah. And I know we said it earlier, but I mean, what a fun time. You can sit out on the patio, you can sit up tall at Review and look over the, there's just huge. You can be in a hole in the wall. You know, it doesn't matter. There's amazing food in all these locations. You get a different feeling, and it's so much fun.
It can take you different places. Right. Like, the food in the city can just kind of transport you.
And you feel like you're in, like, a little mini vacay even.
It does. And I always, when I go out of town, I always compare to, like, what I would get back home. Mm-hmm. And yes, like, when Shannon went to Japan, I'm sure that sushi just blows everything out of the water here. But
it was very hard to come back.
But one thing I always compare it. I was like, okay, I can still get a good dinner.
We always do, because we love the shrimp cocktail at Jeff Ruby's. We date each other at Jeff Ruby's all the time. So it's where we love to go. But their shrimp cocktail is the best. So any place we go, whether it's in Louisville or out of town, where I was like, is it Ruby's good? I'm like, I don't know. No, the bar's really high up there.
Because you always have one thing you see on the menu. You're like, well, I got to try what's their version. What's their take?
And
usually, like, any kind of shrimp dish or something, we're like, all right, we got to try that.
We're Ruby Roll girls.
We are. Mm-hmm. We love the Godfather Roll. I mean, it's... Yeah. I just go there to eat it.
The next time you go, get the Hemingway roll.
It is a challenge accepted.
It is delightful.
So tell me a little bit about that roll. What is it? What's so great about it?
So that roll,
She's like, I need to know.
It's got white tuna. It's got the ahi tuna, but it also has like crab, like, and not like lump crab, but like crab legs that are like on. I mean, it is just, I don't know what the inner workings are. I just know when it's all put together.
It's light. So you know, the Ruby roll is a little bit more of on the heavier side.
Yeah, the Ruby roll is like dinner. Like, that's my thing.
But this one's like a little bit more light. And so you can maybe get like something else with it.
Okay.
So it's I mean, it's definitely shareable.
Oh, yeah.
On your foodie dates.
Yes, on your foodie dates, yeah.
Date your bestie, everybody. Yeah.
Date your bestie. Hashtag.
Yes.
I love that.
That's so fun. So what do you guys think your big picture will be with Glitter Game Changers? Like, do you have something on the vision board where you're like, we really like to see it go in this direction? Or is it still too new yet to know what the legs will be?
I think it's too new. I don't know. I'm not there yet.
I'm not there either. I'm going to have to go with keep it simple. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the beauty of it, is we literally just want to share good and do good.
Yeah.
And have other people do good as well.
Cool.
And that's all it is. It's that simple. It's that cycle we were talking about. If you give it, you get it back, and you just keep it going. Yeah. So do good unto others and throw some glitter, not shade.
Right.
And that's really what it is. It's nothing bigger than that. It's just we want people to feel love and give it. Do you agree with that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm so like, usually I'm like very black and white about direction, but I'm like, I have no idea actually about
that. Yeah.
Yeah. And also podcasting is, because Shannon said to a friend the other day, it was like an audio blog.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically what it is.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. So you don't have to have a clear direction. It can direct you.
Right? Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
I think it's fun. And it offers a different version of yourself. I mean, you know, Instagram, people read that with their own mind and whatever they're going through, and it has nothing to do with a tone of voice or anything that the person is putting out there. But I think that where podcast will survive and thrive past even bloggers or anything else is just people actually having that voice to listen to and absorb it, and then they can actually go back and listen to it again.
Yeah.
And again.
Well, you know what I mean? Like, it's just read a blog in the car, but I spend most of my time in the car going to and from every place. Right. But I can listen to a podcast, and I feel so, like, sometimes I feel really enlightened, and then sometimes I'm like, I don't want any more information to go in my brain. What kind of trash can I listen to today? I'm like, I need to check out. I mean, we listen to a ton of podcasts with my kids. Like, they're totally into these things. So, you know, there are just days where I'm like, okay.
Well, with our podcast, besides just focusing, talking about some of the light moments, instead of just sharing marketing and our experience, we also have guests on so they can share. We love connecting people. You know, like we talked about,
Bella's
a great connector.
Yeah,
she loves. So sounds sad.
We like to connect, so we like to have
guests. I love it.
I love connecting people.
We also, if something's going on, we try to be, you know, newsworthy. Whatever's happening, for example, if it's National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day,
good news.
Good news. Like if it's Chocolate Chip Cookie Day, we're gonna share what's our favorite chocolate chip cookie, or you know, just something to that point. Or and then also we usually try to share with the haps in Louisville, like what's happening, some things that we like to go to.
I feel like there's always a nonprofit event to go
to go to, and the culture and arts
in our city is unlike anything else.
That is something that I love so much about this city, because I feel like starting in January, you start getting into gala season, fundraising season, and I love it because, I mean, for me at Primp, it keeps us really busy during slow months. I'm like, well, I don't mind January and February.
Oh, for sure.
Or March, because there's always a fundraiser. Somebody
the Oscars of Louisville.
It really is.
Like, what are they wearing?
What are they doing? I know. I definitely have people that I check in with. Oh, that's going to get a minute. Sorry.
But now I've seen that it feels like, though, that there are events happening all the time. There's maybe the big gala season, but then there's now events that are happening almost every weekend, especially some of the smaller nonprofits or maybe events that have just popped up in the last year or two. And so we try to share those, especially when we know of those nonprofits. And we have a lot of friends that we know that run events and things, and we try to share those with our listeners as well.
Yeah, that's cool.
So what are the main ways that you guys give back too? Because that's a cornerstone. And that's how I've kind of see you guys too.
Yeah.
So what do you
You mean monetarily or
just support your contribution?
Okay.
I mean, which nonprofits I like? I mean, I like all of them, but I gravitate towards the Unbridled Eve, or well, it's Unbridled Charitable Foundation, Blessings in a Backpack Fund for the Arts, and I just joined the Louisville Orchestra Board.
Oh, fantastic!
I'm like fancy.
So fancy.
I like to be able to see how a nonprofit works behind the scenes, and sadly, like, look at their financials and see how they can improve corporate funding or different things. Yeah. You know, through government, I know that a lot of people are pulling back on donations, and so that's when helping nonprofits get into the corporate life is essential.
Gotcha.
So I think that that's something that Louisville is great about. So I like doing that a lot.
Yeah. It's great. What about you?
And very similar, some of the similar, because I've seen these charities through Bella and worked with her. So working very similar to many of those same events and same charities. And then just, you know,
even if something isn't a monetary donation, if you give somebody your talent, time, something, and post about it, or even just share the event itself. I think that that just helps so much.
I agree, because there's so many opportunities to give back that sometimes I think you might only have, like, the big things in the forefront. That, but, like, when you do scroll through and you follow people who are charitable and like to give back, whether it's time or money, you do find some really, like, great gems out there. You're like, man, I do need to find ways to support this. Oh, right. I want to keep doing better. Like,
I'm like, right when you just said that, it just sparked me. I'm like, and the Backside Learning Center. They have an event coming up next month, and I just got involved with them because of Justified.
Cool.
Or Justified. Yes. Yeah.
And for those of you who don't know, Bella has a horse that won the Triple Crown.
Yes, my husband does.
That's pretty fantastic.
Yeah. I'm just the goat. I'm just like with him. I'm like, whatever, it's fine.
That's even more fancy.
I know. I'm like, wait, that's so fun.
It's so awesome. Nice. So, but no, through that, getting to know the people that work the Backside, I think, is insane that nobody knows that they exist or how many people actually do help out. And it's a really growing, it's a strong community, and I like giving back to it.
Well, so they are very lucky it's that the you Backside, have a voice for them.
Backside Learning Center.
Backside Learning Center.
People are learning, how to do everything in American life, how to connect with other people, because otherwise they're coming here and they're all by themselves and they don't speak English.
What countries are they coming from?
Mexico, or different places. Yeah. Okay. It's a lot of Latin American.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they're very lucky to have you as a voice for them.
They are.
I'm really excited to see, like, where you're going to take that. And
thanks.
Even if you help just one person, all in itself.
Yeah.
That's all you need to do.
It's nice. Awesome. But no, Churchill Downs wouldn't make it without people like that.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So. Oh, good point. Oh,
yeah.
That's good. Yeah. Yeah. I'm like,
they are the nuts and bolts.
They really are. They're the behind the scenes people that make it all happen for everybody else. So it's wild, but I love it. Yeah. They're good.
It's awesome.
Yep.
She even donated during your birthday, so you collected a lot. Awesome.
Yeah, it was nice. I need to actually, like, go back and look now that you just I had I think I wanted to raise $1,000, and I think I had like $3,500, and that was pretty nice.
Wow. That's great.
Yeah, so hopefully.
But those are things that you can do, like on Facebook. You can ask people to donate. We're cracking up a little bit.
Just tell me that connection. Yeah. Like, that's not
it. Yeah, you didn't mean it.
But you do have platforms like Facebook that make it easy.
Where you make it easy that you can say, hey, for my birthday, I want to highlight this organization that you may not know about.
Yes.
You can learn about them. And then guess what? And they make it super simple and easy that you can donate. Mm-hmm. And even if it's only $5, or you can learn about them, to Bella's point, share about that organization. So get the word out or go volunteer with them.
That's a great point, because now technology makes it so easy to get involved. That is a really, really good point. I was really shocked the other day when I donated on Facebook. I'm like, that was easy.
And
I
mean, so simple. And it comes right into your email and says, here's your receipt of who you gave to. And you're like, okay, good. Yeah. Done.
And even if you can't support them and show up, which is so great, you can give what you can.
Yeah,
I mean,
for sure.
Even if it's, I don't care, a dollar.
Yeah. I was going to say that, I'm like, it doesn't matter. Yeah.
Again, it's not always about just giving the money. To Bella's point, it is time. These places need people to come help them. Mm-hmm. I know Blessings in a Backpack, they like people to come and stuff help the backpacks on Fridays. You know, you can do that. So find someone you can volunteer with or help through social media, spread the word.
Right. Yeah. There's a company recently that I've heard about, the Burrito Writers. Oh. Have you heard about them?
No.
Okay, this is amazing. You would love this. Actually, this is right up your alley.
Why do I not
know? So they ask that you make, it's like a breakfast burrito. So there's like rice and eggs and cheese and maybe some other things. But you make these burritos, you freeze them, and then you can either leave them someplace and the Burrito Writers will pick them up, or you can drop them off at a burrito drop-off location.
That's
and they will take them, and then they will deliver them to homeless in our city.
In Louisville?
In Louisville, yes.
Sorry.
I'm like, we're doing this?
Right away, I'm like,
I do this happening.
Party.
Party.
Yes. This is happening.
Yes.
This is happening.
Yes.
This
is a GDC party.
Yes, we are.
Make the burritos.
Yes.
And just assign, everybody a thing, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
We can get our kids involved. Well.
Okay. Yeah. I've done this with my kids, and they love it because it gives them
a chance. My mind is exploding.
How fun to go eat Love Louisville with a big burrito?
Yes.
That's a good one, too.
It's going to happen.
Close. Togetherness. Yeah. Hmm? I said a clothes drive, like anybody that's not.
Oh, yeah. I have way too much stuff in my closet's insane.
Well, we definitely are going to have to come a meeting of the minds.
This is gonna happen.
Yeah, we're gonna table this. It's gonna be amazing. We'll put this on Instagram.
So just wait, you guys. Stay tuned. Crazy things coming your way.
Yes. Well, we thank you, Rolls, for being on our show. But we'd like to close out. So sorry, these legs again. I can't
put the wires.
We like to finish the show with asking three questions.
Okay.
So this one being great because you're foodies. When you eat a taco, do you hold the taco still and move your head, or do you turn the taco to eat it that way, like kind of like a sandwich?
I grab the taco with both hands, and I tilt my head and bring it up in a upward motion to me, and then turn my head and
Allison
eat the taco.
Allison has thought about this.
This is great. This is great. I love it.
That's how
I just tilt my head.
You just tilt.
I bend and move for it. I'm like, fine, whatever.
It comes up and I bend my head.
Big action into that tacolino. Yeah.
I bite so oddly that it all falls out.
See, and I, because I'm trying to keep the integrity of the taco. Right. I do not want the taco stuff to come out. That's why nothing is coming out the back, the front, and that's why I am genuinely like eating it.
Right. It's going to stay put. Yes. You're going to do all that.
Yes.
Love it. Oh, baby. That's great. But my favorite part about that question is to watch everybody like,
do this.
She asked the visual on a podcast. I know. That does not escape me.
That's why I tried to verbalize what I was doing the best that I could.
But I guarantee every person listening right now is in their car being like, wait, how do I do it? I'm not sure.
I always tilt my head.
I'll probably do a demonstration on an IG story soon so you can see exactly this is what we were talking about.
So since we've talked so much about social media and being on our phones, what is your favorite emoji? Because there are so many. Or the one you use the most doesn't have to be your favorite.
The glitter one. Or the like one with three stars, which I'm like, that's glitter.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's so
pretty. You've always said that too. You're
that's like my number one, I think. Mm-hmm. Like it's my number one.
That is in every
I try to make it in every post. I'm sorry, but I'm actually not sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, not sorry. Like glitter. It's glitter.
Yeah.
I love it. It's fine.
Yeah.
I would say mine is the hug, the little smiley face with
the hug.
I
like that one.
I am addicted. Glitter would probably be a close second, and then right in there is going
to
be.
How can you be mad at this?
I mean, how can you be mad at the hug? Which I just love because it's, again, happy. And then I would say right in there is going to be, of course, my fork and the knife and the heart and then the Florida Lee because the Eat Love Louisville. So, because I use those a lot.
That is genius.
Yeah. Isn't it? I know. It's like she works in marketing.
It's like a new marketing or something, darling.
There's a Florida Lee.
Yes. So if you look at all my posts, my three emojis from the get, because I always feel like if you're going to start, you've got to have emojis that are yours.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So mine was eat, which is the knife and the fork, love, which is the red heart, and then the Florida Lee, which means Louisville. So it's eat, love, Louisville are my three emojis.
You couldn't have painted a better picture for that.
Yeah.
You got so lucky with the emoji.
I did. They emoji had them.
Shining down on you.
Speaking of that, did you guys realize we're getting ready to drop like 70 more emojis on us?
70?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Is there a hippo?
Yes. There is a llama. There's a llama. That's all I
can. That's all I need.
I'm going blank because that's what I can remember. But there's a lot. There's more animals and food and emoji faces. And
when is this happening?
Wow. The new iOS update. I believe it's 0.2 or whatever.
Yeah,
the one that just came out.
I think it just came out.
Did it just come out? Then it should be, as you're updating,
I need
should
to
be happening.
Okay, well, I am no longer going to hit ignore update as soon as, because I'm trying to drop every emoji when it comes out.
Because I feel like they're all, and I apologize that I can't remember the lesson. I can only remember the llama.
It's great.
I'm going to get lost.
I know.
I'm like,
but there's like 70 new ones.
That is just.
And for like, those redheads out there, they have redheads.
I was getting ready to say, I want one more ginger. I'm not a redhead, I'm a ginger.
So the ginger folks, you will be pleased to know that they are adding reds.
Good for you. No, it is about time.
Yeah, I know.
Apple.
Yay. Yay.
That's exciting. Awesome. Well, we have one last question.
Yes.
Okay.
What is your roll down the window song? So it doesn't have to be your favorite song, but when you hear it, you're like, roll down the windows, and you're like, yes, this is my jam.
Like, I'm going to jam out.
Oh, my
sunroof.
God.
Yes. Sunglasses
that's a
on.
That's a great question.
I would probably go... My local choice will be preference. I'm amazed by my morning jacket.
Ooh.
It's a good one. It's a really good one. Anytime it comes on, I'm like, I'm good.
Yeah.
Life just feels better. I don't know what it is about that song, but it's just like...
That is a good
speaks
one.
To your soul, girl. Yeah. That's what it's doing. That's doing its job.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the inner 12-year-old and pick I Whip My Hair Back and Forth by Willow Smith.
That song is catchy, and high five to her.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Even I went my head on back and forth. I don't know. It just popped into my brain. I mean, I love all kinds of songs, but that's the one that popped in my brain, so I'm going with it.
I love it.
I'm surprised you didn't go with, like, a Jack Harlow song, but it's okay.
I know. Or you.
I know, me too. You all know Jack Harlow, though.
No.
Mm-hmm. He's a local kid. I'll tell you about him later.
Okay. Gosh, we're learning all the new things.
Yeah.
Is it eclectic, or?
I should have went with ice cream. Okay, I want to change. Yeah. I want to change my answer to ice cream.
Yes, his mom.
Ice cream by Jack Harlow.
Yes, that's a good one. Yeah, his mom, Maggie Harlow in Louisville. She's wonderful.
I feel like I know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's an Atherton kid. I'm like, look at that.
Look at that
he's super talented.
Yeah.
Well, super talented. So take a listen to Ice Cream, Jack Harlow. That's a pretty good roll it down the window.
Oh my gosh. The show notes on this song or this episode, I'm just going to be like, okay, and then this link, and then this link, and then this link, and then this. We'll link to all of them. I will try.
Sorry, guys. We just keep talking.
If I forget one, just email.
No, great. We like to popcorn, and they're like, oh, squirrel. Oh, and those are really cute shoes.
Yeah.
Well, okay. If people don't follow you now, but want to follow you on Instagram, how do they get a hold of you?
You can follow our podcast, which is Glitter Game Changers. So it's at Glitter Game Changers. Mm-hmm. You can follow Bella at
Bella of Louisville.
You can follow my food at Eat Love Louisville.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Great.
That sounds great.
Well, thanks for stopping by the closet, girl.
I love the closet.
Thanks for popping in.
Thank you guys so much for having us.
Thank you.
See you soon, friends.